Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
The thing he talked about that I think you'll agree with him on was the Saffir-Simpson wind scale. He said, look, everyone focuses on the wind speed. He goes, but it's the storm surge that kills people. And he said if he could get one point across is for people to stop focusing on the darn wind speed. He goes, there can be low-level storms in terms of wind speed that do tremendous damage because of the storm surge in conjunction with the right tidal cycle. And he goes, so people got to pay attention. Is that, that seems true to me, right, Travis?
100%. And that's, you know, that is the killer during hurricanes, a storm surge. And that's, so when we call for an evacuation, it has nothing to do with the wind speeds. It is all about the storm surge, you know, and that's one thing that we always, you know, tout during our presentations with preparedness is that if we call for an evacuation, it's the real deal. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You need to get out of there.
This is Escambia County Emergency Manager Travis Tompkins talking with Jeff Bergosh during his Coffee with the Commissioner on Wednesday. And yeah, this is something that we've been saying for several years now, because the two things that have changed, one that really changed in the last 2 years and one that's really been kind of an emphasis shift over the last, I would say, about 5 years. The last 2 years change is that we no longer prepare for three days. We prepare for 7 days. They want you to prepare for 7 days to be on your own without any help. Okay. Not just 3 days. Right. And, you know, that's a big shift. That's one thing they want you to change.
And so it's just safer and a much, much better practice to be 1 week ready. And that means to have a week's worth of food, a week's worth of water for an individual in a household. And so that's because, it can take, you know, we were blessed with Hurricane Sally in the sense that the power came on fairly quickly.
Yep.
But you look at something like a Hurricane Michael over there. There was folks in the north end of that county that didn't have power for a month.
Wow. And I mean, it's like you knew, but you forget. It's easy to forget if it wasn't you. Okay. So without for a month. And the other part, so one part is 7 days, not 3 days. The other part is stop fixating on the wind speed and therefore the category, because that's not the real issue. Water surge, that's the real issue. And so it's not whether it's a category 5 or a category 2 or a category 3. It's how much rain, how much water, and how much pushing of the water and storm surge, because that's the thing that kills people.
Look at it from a Hurricane Michael standpoint over in Bay County. That was a category 5 hurricane. They had up to 20 feet of storm surge in certain areas. And then you look at Escambia County, we got two rivers that border east side of the county, and that storm surge pushes all the way up those rivers. Mm. And so that's something that everybody's thinking, well, if I'm, I just need to worry about if I live down there by the coast. No, I mean, that storm surge, it pushes in. I mean, much further than what people realize. And so that I 100% agree that is something that everybody has got to pay attention to, is that those storm surge numbers.
Yeah, that is the real trick. And I know it's a symptom of measurism, this philosophy that we have in our country right now that thinks that measurable things are better, and because you can categorize them. It's a concept that Stephen Carter pointed out several years ago. Test scores in education. If we can measure it, it's real. If we can't measure it, it's not real. And we know that's not true. But whenever we can measure something, it always feels more real, more official, more scientific. And so we can measure wind speed. It's hard to measure surge that hasn't happened, you know? And that's one of the reasons that we don't have categories based on storm surge like we probably should, instead of categories based on wind speed like we actually do. Also, just to kind of cement the point, in case you wonder about, well, you know, look, I don't need to evacuate. My house is up on stilts. It's all good for me. Wes Moreno said,
I think about Hurricane Ivan and in Grand Lagoon area. You know, you see a house that's built up on pylons, and then you see the first floor and the second floor, then you have the attic. There were people during Hurricane Ivan that drowned in their attic. This because of the storm surge, because you know, you can't envision it. You see that house and it's built up, and
right, you're like, I'll be fine.
That the roof is, there's no way that water can reach that. But if the conditions are right, if you kind of the storm's coming in at high tide and it's got a huge surge, it's done it. We've been there. We have responded to those events where we had people actually drown in their attics. And yeah. The thing is, they're trying to make phone calls during the storm. It's too late. So when we do give the evacuation order, just play it safe.
That is so true, and it is so terrifying to imagine, because you think three stories up in the attic, you're good. No. I mean, if you're in the heart of it, you're not. The other thing he talked about, and I so appreciate bringing this up, is Travis Tompkins. He was asking, well, it's a below average season of activity they expect.
As you know, and I don't even like saying this out loud, but because it's been put out in the public, it's that they've said that it's a below average season this yeah. year, which is, in my mind, is that's just a bunch of junk, because all it takes is one storm
right.
to impact us. And we're hit, and we got to deal with it.
It's binary. We either get hit or we don't. And every year we have a chance of getting hit, so prepare like that could happen. It doesn't matter whether there's five storms or 50 storms. The question is whether one comes here. And you never know when it's going to come here or not. So be prepared for that. Period. That's it. 660. Sorry to scold you. But that's true, right? I know. Sometimes you need it. All right. Hey, coming up next, the Woe Unto All Who Offend or the Transgressors Memorial Service. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Not showing any slowdowns or delays right now. 98 is running smoothly, not showing any problems there. It looks like I-10, I-110 not showing any problems either. And 29 running at posted speeds. If you see an accident or a slowdown, have a traffic tip, 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola. Online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
Code Ninjas is the world's largest and fastest growing kids coding learning center. At their centers, kids learn to code while building their own video games. They gain problem solving, critical thinking, and STEM skills in a fun, safe, and inspiring environment. With year-round programs for kids ages 5 to 14, including summer camps, parents' night out, and much more. Get your kid enrolled today. Google Code Ninjas in Pensacola or stop by the school at the corner of Nine Mile Road and Old Halifax.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we've lost, although this week it's all praise. First, we want to honor the fine work of promoting equity being done in California public schools. In the late 1990s, California, which had been enrolling only its highest achieving eighth graders in algebra, realized that the vast majority of minority students were taking ordinary math. So they formed a plan called Algebra for All in eighth grade to remedy the race gap. Unfortunately, it turned out that the unprepared minority students did very poorly and often had to retake the course, putting them even farther behind than they had been. In response, San Francisco pioneered the Algebra for None program, making it illegal to give anyone algebra in the eighth grade. Following the advice of St. Harrison Bergeron, they made everyone get the same math instruction regardless of past performance. Now, as it turns out, the result of this policy was essentially no change in outcomes like AP scores for white students, whose families largely chose expensive tutoring, summer courses, and private schools to make up for what the public schools weren't offering anymore. Meanwhile, black students fared no better than before on AP tests and actually saw many higher performing minority students end up behind compared to where they would have been under the old system of placing children in the classes based on individual merit. Thus, even though these various efforts have generally harmed black students, we applaud the courageous way California has acted to create equity in theory, even when they knew it was creating inequity in practice for those they were trying to help. As Frankenheimer's third dictum reminds us, we only learn how deep our commitment is to helping people when we find out how much our help has actually harmed them. So true. Whether algebra for all or algebra for none is not the point. The real thing is to make sure that we treat every unique and individual student as if they are exactly the same. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, I want to encourage the Oscar Mayer Company for bravely engaging in a wonderful act of relanguaging this week as they have officially changed the name of the bizarrely misogynistic Wienermobile to something significantly less offensive, the Frankmobile. Dear Otherin, we recognize the courage required to abandon a widely known, widely, though wrongly, loved and highly recognizable brand like the Wienermobile for something completely unknown after 87 years of branding success. Anytime someone, especially a filthy, greedy corporation, is willing to change a name, we're all for it, just on the principle that changing words is our most holy sacrament. However, I do have two small notes of criticism. First, they did not change the name for the right reason. According to Oscar Mayer, this is entirely intended to emphasize to consumers that their famous product is technically an all-beef frank and not merely a jumble of random bits of extra meat. It really isn't a wiener, after all. But why change names merely for the sake of advertising value when they could have bragged they were changing names in order to affirm the sacred cause of gender eradication? As we all know, the real popularity of this particular icon was always the double entendre of a sexual innuendo that made people snicker as they snacked. And if Oscar Mayer would have said they were desexualizing the hot dog, we would have given them three pink hat stickers for virtue signaling. Instead, they make it sound like it's just a business decision. Probably because they're afraid of a Bud Light-esque backlash if they gave the real motive. We certainly don't like to see a righteous renaming have to hide underneath the pretext of a mere business choice. But the second criticism we have is the actual name itself. Since we all see the misogyny behind the popularity of the Wienermobile moniker, continually parading its fully elongated self around in public like the giant nomadic phallus we all recognize it to be, we had hoped they might opt for a full rebrand to maybe an entirely different product line, perhaps the Bologna Buggy, or the Bacon Bringer, or the Lunchable Wagon. But we recognize they probably wanted to keep costs down and not have to buy an entirely new fleet of vehicles, so perhaps just a little more work on the name would have been good. Now, obviously some terms like the Wandering Footlong of Fun, or the Weenie Wheeler, or the Mystery Meat Machine would not have been much better than the Wienermobile from a sexism standpoint. But perhaps the hot dog cart, or the Frankfurter jalopy, or even the big roaming red sausage of mouth pleasure. Well, maybe not that one either now that I hear it out loud. In any case, for a company to discard such a powerful and offensive brand for whatever reason is cause for celebration. Good for you, noble maker of mystery meats. Now we can all wish we were an Oscar Mayer. Frank. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And finally, we want to honor the excellent work being done in Pensacola, Florida, by a local citizen who brought enlightenment to the city council when she explained that noise ordinances are fundamentally racist.
I want to shed light on a troubling aspect of our history, a history marked by the systemic targeting of black businesses through the insidious weapon of noise complaints.
Yes, that's right. As she explained, the kind of noise black people make is considered bad noise, but the kind of noise white people make is considered good noise, an obvious example of systemic oppression.
It's because the soundscape of our public spaces is designed and regulated to prioritize the comfort and preferences of the dominant culture.
And since being noisy is just the kind of thing black people do because of their culture, efforts to make them be quiet are just another version of Jim Crow laws that punish them for their blackness. After all, we all know the term white noise refers to that innocuous, even helpful sort of background sound that calms people so well they even purchase devices to generate it for them. In contrast, imagine the confusion if you told someone, yeah, I just bought a thing because I wanted to add some black noise to the room. See?
Quiet, subdued tones are promoted as the norm, while the vibrant sounds of cultural celebrations, religious rituals, or everyday conversations of non-dominant communities are often deemed disruptive or even threatening.
In other words, not only are black people incapable of being quiet, as she says, but asking them to be quiet is just another way of denying their blackness and forcing them to be more white. So instead of continuing to tell black Americans to sit still and be quiet like good little whites, learn to cherish the noise and the celebration. It's who they are. So when that black teenager rolls up next to you blasting his anthems of racial justice, remind yourself that he's not being a bad citizen, he's being a good African American. And when that BIPOC house down the street is having a party at 2 a.m., they aren't being bad neighbors, they're being the best of neighbors. And if only you weren't so white, you'd hear it that way. Thus, instead of laws that treat whites and blacks the same, what we should really have is a different law for each race. We should tell white people to be white and prohibit them being noisy, and we should tell black people to be black and prohibit them being quiet. Since loudness is such an inherently black behavior, why not make it mandatory? We certainly don't want to be guilty of encouraging them to be white, do we? And if this separate but equal noise ordinance concept seems like some form of, you know, racial segregation to you, well, perhaps you just aren't listening with the right color ears. So I say to blacks everywhere, we hear you. And even if it hurts our delicate white eardrums, we know that hearing you is good, because that's who you are. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Before you depart, a few quick announcements. Tuesday night is a school board meeting, and we encourage you all to show up to protest the administration's continued indifference to our demand that they replace school buses with pedal trolleys in an effort to reduce the carbon footprint of our precious children and give them much-needed exercise. We need 4 people on the sign-making committee, 3 people to write chants, and at least 2 experienced tambouriners for the rhythm section. See Bronwyn in the back for sign-up sheets. As always, bras and footwear are optional. For refreshments this week, Sandra Whitestone has kindly brought us some lovely homemade kale brownies made entirely from wheat grown with human compost, ethically sourced Pacific seaweed, non-GMO carob powder, walnut milk, and of course, consensually donated cage-free emu eggs. Sheila and Guinevere, I believe, laid this week's offering. And now, with these cleansing rites performed, may we all go forth in loving tolerance and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Dude. 628, News Radio 92.3.
Giant nomadic phallus, baloney buggy, wandering footlong of fun.
Candy.
Big roaming red sausage of mouth pleasure. Noise. Roads are fine.
Thank you.
If you see an accident or a slowdown, you can always text it in if you would. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, it's funny. I bet the people who didn't hear me talking about the city council thing the other day, they're like,
no, we all are.
The racism is treating people differently. That's the racism. Oh, man.
I know you're joking, but I worry about somebody tuning in now and you just...
Always the issue with the transgressors. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The U.S. and G7 countries now rolling out a sweeping package of sanctions and export controls against Russia over its war with Ukraine. This comes as President Biden and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky today are gathering with other G7 leaders in Japan. Spirit Airlines apologizing after telling a family in Los Angeles they needed a passport to fly to Puerto Rico.
Marie Vitoria says she was traveling with her husband and their 2-year-old son last month when she was told they would need passports to go on an international flight. Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory. Puerto Ricans are American citizens. Sure.
And that's all I've got. I'm on my baloney buggy heading out of here.
Baloney buggy.
Well, that's the rebrand Oscar Mayer can't afford, tragically, right? All right, we'll go right back to you, David. Tell him what's coming up, sir.
Yeah, Dr. Tim Smith making public comments for the first time since that surprise firing earlier this week. More after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden's attended a working dinner with other world leaders at the G7 summit in Hiroshima, Japan, leaving early, the White House says, for an update on debt limit negotiations. Texas House Republican Dan Crenshaw sees some possible areas of agreement.
Calling back COVID money seems to be something Democrats would be open to. I think general agreement on spending caps for future budgets probably could be agreed to. I think there's a number of things. Permitting reform is a really big one.
He's in the Fox News Rundown podcast. Seven people are reported killed in a multi-vehicle crash in western Oregon.
Oregon State Police say multiple others were injured in a crash on Interstate 5 in Marion County, south of Portland. The accident involved two semi-trucks and a passenger van. One witness told a local newspaper it looked like the van had been crushed between the two trucks.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Stock futures up just a bit ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31 at News Radio 92.3, 72 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies here in Pensacola. Dr. Tim Smith speaking publicly for the first time since that surprise firing on Monday night at the school board meeting. Smith did an interview with Channel 3's Tanner Stewart and says up until last fall, he thought he and the Escambia School Board were moving in a unified direction, and a good number of people felt things were headed in the right way.
There's another large group in the district that is more wanting to see the district be pushing forward and being really on the cutting edge. And yeah. So I had some initiatives, and I think that perhaps made some people uneasy.
And Smith says through all of this, his biggest hope is that the district is able to move forward and reach the potential that it has. Police in Atmore say a McDavid man is charged with attempted murder. This is after a woman was shot in a hotel room yesterday. 39-year-old Luis Becerra was arrested. Police say they found that woman shot at the Southland Hotel on Thursday morning, and investigators say Becerra was quickly identified as a suspect found shortly after on I-65. He was arrested on attempted murder charges, taken to the Escambia County, Alabama Detention Center. The victim taken to a trauma center right now. No update on her condition. Well, the city of Milton has a brand new fire truck. They took possession of a new Sabre Custom triple combination rescue pumper. It was made by Pierce Fire Apparatus in Bradenton, Florida. And that new truck will be at the station on Stewart Street there in Milton. A new state law already facing a legal challenge. The lawsuit filed yesterday against the state over a law that bans sex change treatments for children. SB 254 was signed into law by the governor earlier this week. The National Center for Lesbian Rights asking a judge today for emergency relief to stop that law from taking effect. The 6th Army Ranger Training Battalion hosting an open house on Saturday out at Camp Rudder on Eglin Air Force Base. Among the highlights, there will be a car show and a Race the Ranger run.
About a 4-mile run. It's not an easy route, but it is. It is a fun one, so if you are feeling up to it, come out and try to beat the Rangers.
And if you're interested in running in that, you can register Saturday at 7 a.m. The race starts at 8, the regular open house, going from 10:30 until 3, and that'll include a training demonstration, food trucks, and a reptile show as well. One person that will not be racing any Rangers is me. I don't run anymore. It's 6:34, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives, Candy.
I was going to say, me either, man. I am not a racer, but a walker. Avalon HR bringing you traffic this morning. With everything going on, you need Avalon, and that's employing made easy. Good news is we're not showing any of those slowdowns or delays. East Bay Boulevard, Navarre closed, south of Coppell, part of the ongoing drainage improvement project, certainly. And not showing anything else right now. Looks like everything is running smoothly. Some light traffic in the area, I say that, and now I-10 eastbound, and it looks it's in Milton. It looks like maybe mile marker before the Dairy Queen exit and after, it is backed up. And I'm not sure if there is an accident or what that is. It might be construction. I am showing construction in that area. So there is a backup eastbound I-10 through a good portion of Milton. This is after the Avalon exit. And certainly, if you know what it is or have traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And thank you so much, Candy. Now look at our Channel 3 weather.
Another warm and humid day with a small chance of rain in the afternoon. Rain chance at about 30%. Temperatures warming into the mid to upper 80s. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 71. For your Saturday, beautiful weather with a small chance of the afternoon shower. 30% chance of rain in the afternoon and evening with a high near 88. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. And our trend continues into your Sunday. 30% chance of rain with a high near 87. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 73, partly cloudy in Pensacola, 75 in Gulf Breeze, and 69 in Milton. Our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. It's been a busy week of retail earnings, and a few more reports are in this morning. That includes Foot Locker, which is struggling as its sales decline. The sneaker company significantly cut its full-year outlook, dropping expected earnings by roughly one-third. Foot Locker pointed to large-scale headwinds, like lower tax refunds limiting consumers' extra cash. No surprise, then, Foot Locker's stock is tumbling, down 23% this morning. General Motors is recalling more than 600,000 SUVs due to a potential safety issue involving car seats. Auto regulators say the rear seat anchor bars used to secure car seats could have too much powder coating, which could prevent a car seat from being properly installed. The recall covers certain Chevy Equinox and GMC Terrain SUVs from the 2020 to 2023 model years. It's been a great few days on Wall Street. Thanks to the positive debt ceiling talks, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
There's something new at Pete Bohr Imports, and you need to experience it. The Volkswagen 2023 ID.4 EV is in stock and waiting for you to enjoy the smooth, quiet, and impressively powerful ride it offers. If you haven't experienced an EV yet, make sure you stop by and see how the Volkswagen ID.4 EV will absolutely impress even the most discerning drivers. And while you're at Pete Bohr Imports, check out the 2023 Taos S, now from $26,226, and the Tiguan S from $28,576, and both are available with a low APR rate of 1.9 for 36 months. The Atlas Cross Sport SE is in stock and priced from $36,161, and it's available with financing at 3.9% for 60 months. It's all new this month at Pete Bohr Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Bohr Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Prices for CAD, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. APR rates for qualified credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Join Cole Commander of Commander Air today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn about the newest in air conditioning and heating technology and ultra-high efficiency affordable equipment, plus recommended maintenance for your existing units. Call 850-437-1620 or text in your questions for Cole from Commander Air, your hometown heating and cooling specialists for three generations.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This Memorial Day weekend, select the best meats cut fresh to your liking from Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. It's a time of remembrance, a time of gatherings, and time for some good cooking. You'll find a huge selection of specialty beef, pork, chicken, and even exotic meats. From fine wines, cheeses, and desserts, plus all the Boar's Head Deli items you need for the perfect Memorial Day celebrations to set the table with the best. So head to Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, a great place to meet up on the west side of Pensacola.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Morning, 641 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Oh, my God, there's so much happened yesterday worth mentioning or worth talking about for a second. First, the big news that's getting all the headlines nationally is the announcement by Disney that they are not going to build their $1 billion Central Florida office complex, which they did not specify. This was due to the row with DeSantis. Of course, that's what everybody is assuming, even though DeSantis' office denies it and says they've been working on this for 2 years and now they've said different. And in their official release, they said it was shifting business conditions. But certainly a lot of the folks who are critical of DeSantis' handling of the Disney fiasco, they say, see, it's having actual consequences, including, by the way, not just the left, but new ally of the left, former President Trump. Right? Anything to attack DeSantis. And since the left hates DeSantis, he often is now saying things about DeSantis that sound just like they're coming from anybody else on the left. It's kind of fascinating. He put out immediately a release yesterday about, see, business is killing, DeSantis is killing Florida. I think he called him DeSanctimonious in the tweet, which of course he does. Anyway, so there's that. Also, on side note, Disney's grand, expensive, you remember the Star Wars hotel that they put together? Like, you can go and have this immersive Star Wars experience. And it's, did you know the price of this, by the way?
No, I don't.
$5,000 a night for two people. Two nights stay. $2,500 a night. $5,000 for a two night stay for two, which is probably worth it for a once in a lifetime if you've got the kind of money to blow. And, you know, a hotel in Orlando is already going to cost you, I mean, goodness, what, right?
It depends. Like, they have value resorts and stuff, right. But those are too expensive to me.
$5,000 for Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, and they are closing that now after 19 months they did of it. Not enough people wanting to do it. Now, it's always sounded like a cool thing to me, but man, that is an awful lot of money. Anyway, they think that their lessons learned, they might try it on a smaller scale, like instead of a whole facility, they might do 10 rooms or 20 rooms or, you know, you could have themed floors, basically, I think is what they're going to wind up going with, which I think makes all the sense in the world. I mean, look at the popularity of the Harry Potter sections of, you know, Universal or whatever. Like, you could very easily imagine themed floors in a vacation, you know, hotel, like a luxury hotel or whatever. And, you know, the people there and all. Anyway, there's lots of stuff you could do in that direction. I thought those were both interesting. Also, ESPN is getting ready to change the way it delivers its product. Now, there's sort of a big news headline and then the little news, you know, the big headline giveth and the fine print taketh away. Basically, what they're saying is ESPN is going to start offering itself as a digital product online, as a streaming product. Like you have, you know, Disney Plus, like you have Hulu, like you have Paramount or whatever, they're going to become, a cord cutters kind of platform. But it will also continue to be available in cable bundles. And so you might think, well, why does that make any difference if it's still going to be on your, you know, Dish Network and your Cox? Then why does it matter if they're also offering? Because one of the main reasons that people order cable bundles is because they want ESPN. And then they also pay for their stuff. And since so much of that other stuff can be gotten other ways, the theory here is that if ESPN, cheaper, you know, let's say it's only $20 a month or something like that for ESPN for all their stuff, then you ditch the $90 a month cable subscription and you go with Hulu and Roku or, you know what I mean? Like, that's the theory. So even though it's still going to be a part of cable systems, the cable and satellite companies are terrified that this is going to take so much demand away from them. And they're already suffering because people are moving towards a, you know, a piecemeal-y kind of approach of I'm going to get these five subscription services. So not too distant future, according to the Wall Street Journal, but that will be coming soon. 437-1620, 437-1620. There's a really just a horrifying video. You might have seen it on social media or in some news coverage. It's of a police officer who, and you know, where was this? I don't think I, for whatever reason, I don't have it in my notes. This is elsewhere in, was it even in Florida? Now, I apologize. Oh, no, Iowa. It was in Iowa. So what happened is they went to serve a warrant on a guy. And so the driver was the guy, okay? And he gets out of the car, but then the passenger shifts over to the driver's seat. And you got a cop standing in front of the car, and he starts up the vehicle. And he starts to move it toward the officer, Officer Patrick McCarty. So, and I guess what wasn't entirely clear to me is whether they knew that the passenger also might have been somebody who was wanted for a warrant. Yeah, that's right. It was the warrant from Illinois being served in Des Moines, or, you know, they identified him as needing a warrant. So he told him, get out of the car. Instead, he gets over in the passenger seat and tries to flee. Well, he pulls toward the officer, and the officer does what? He doesn't dive to the side. He jumps up on the hood of the car and draws his gun. And this is all captured on dash cam video. So you literally have a guy driving a car across the highway, as you can see it in the video, crossways, with an officer kneeling on the front hood, pointing his gun at the driver, telling him and yelling at him to stop, 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 stop.
Stop the car! 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 Stop it! Stop the car!
Which he does not do.
Get on the bridge! Stop the car!
And now you have a second vehicle chasing, so it switches from body cam of the officer over to the second vehicle chasing. As this cop is riding on the hood of the car like some action movie, he puts his gun away.
Wow.
He puts his gun away and is grabbed onto the car as this guy takes off down the road at what looks like 50 miles an hour, 60 miles an hour. I can't even tell. And as he's pulling away, they're chasing, and they're going down. There's a train in front of them crossing, so he can't go there. So he turns into like this salvage yard, and he's going through the salvage yard as the cops are chasing him because the one is chasing the other who's on the hood. And finally, he kind of runs out of room, and he actually goes through a ditch, and he throws the cop off of the car, breaks the cop's back. Because there was no real moment for the cop to get off the car. Maybe when he turned to go into the salvage yard, maybe. But, you know, if you're a cop, you're kind of expecting he's going to comply at some point. So, yeah, it breaks the cop's back, is my understanding. When the vehicle hits the ditch, the guy was arrested, pled guilty to serious injury by a vehicle. He claimed he was afraid of his life when the cop had pulled out his gun. Well, you know, stop.
Yeah.
that's what you had to do in the circumstances, stop. Anyway, terrifying thing. Horrible outcome for this police officer.
It should be attempted murder, to be honest.
Agreed. Anyway, 6:48 here on News Radio 92.3. Sorry, we're a little bit late to traffic on the fives.
All right, very slow. This is over Blackwater River Bridge. Eastbound is backed up. Halfway, one lane is closed, as I understand, halfway to Avalon. One lane is closed due to road work. I-10 East is a parking lot. We got these texts in. Starting at mile marker 26, left lane closure causing congestion because, quote, no one here understands how to zipper into traffic and is trying to get ahead instead of merge. Dude, I know. And as I understand, they're picking up cones from resurfacing. So that's what that is. Very, very slow. Again, I-10 eastbound in Milton after the Avalon exit. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And Candy, you always do such a good job of this, but we really are saying so. We appreciate you guys texting us information.
Oh, so much.
So
Thank
much
you
information.
So much.
Yeah,
Thank you.
It's fantastic. So you guys are the best. Hey, if you are getting ready to get your vehicle serviced, especially if you have a good import like a Beamer, a Porsche, a Mercedes, a Genesis, a Jaguar, or a Lexus, you might think you've got to go to the dealership, right? That seems to make sense. It's a dealership. Only they would know how to work on their cars. Well, not true. You can go you know, to Bobby Likas Auto Service. They work on these cars all the time. It'll save you the trip, save you the money of buying dealership, you know, of the time it takes to go across the water if it's in Mobile. Right here on Davis Highway, Bobby Likas Auto. They were rated Carfax Top Rated Service Center a couple years ago by Carfax, 4.5 average reviews or above. They work on, you know, domestics, imports, diesel engines. They work on those, no problem. Whatever it is, if it's a car problem, especially for the routine preventative maintenance, bring it to them. They will take care of you. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
April showers bring May savings at Beret Jewelers. We're ringing in spring with special deals on your shining favorites during Beret's Blooming Blowout Sale. Save up to 70% on select pieces May 5th through May 31st. From top designers to beautiful bridal jewelry, you'll find something to love. So hurry into shop and save up to 70% off during the spring sale of the season. All month long at Beret Jewelers.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled?
Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Have you been thinking about getting fit but don't know where to start? Why not start at Running Wild? Running Wild specializes in fitting every person to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for their unique needs. An essential resource to the community on all things fitness related, Running Wild takes pride in serving, teaching, and encouraging customers to reach new goals. Start your fitness journey with the experts at Running Wild in Pensacola and Fairhope. Follow on Facebook or shop online at WeRunWild.com.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Informative news and talk. Local news and talk. And dependable news and talk. Now on the FM dial at 95.3.
Average per gallon of gas, 354. Florida at 342. Mississippi is 297. And California is 479. If you're in Navarre, 307 east of the Walmart, 305 west at the Walmart in Tiger Point. Looks like 317 at the Liberty Station is your best. And then 325 at the Exxon and Gulf Breeze. By the way, I got a note. Somebody told me that some of these stations have changed ownership recently. So some of them might be Murphy's and not what I've been saying there. And I apologize if I don't know that. I've got my, you know, my online tool to work with. Let's see the CEFCO in Milton. Oh, that's a jump. 317. Goodness. Looks like the Walmart on the Murphy and the Walmart on 9 Mile is, I can't get the price to display. So, okay, 309 it looks like. 325 in Pace. Good Lord, that's a lot more. 297 on 9 Mile at the Walmart. 319 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. And then coming in from the southwest side, looks like 307 is your best at the Cumberland Farms Tom Thumb at Garden. These gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest out-the-door price on your next new Volkswagen, PeteMooreImports.com. 653, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A hearing will be held in Massachusetts today to determine if the accused Pentagon leaker will stay in jail. Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira was arrested and charged last month. SpaceX has launched another batch of internet satellites to bolster their wireless broadband service. A Falcon 9 blasted off from Cape Canaveral early this morning, carrying 22 satellites into low Earth orbit. And somebody's getting an honorary degree from Fordham University in New York this weekend. Legendary singer Stevie Wonder getting an honorary doctorate of humane letters degree. The university's president says Wander is a natural choice because he's entertained and inspired so many for decades.
If you had to go hear a speech from President Biden or Stevie Wonder, who would you rather?
Is that even a question?
That's right, exactly. You know, I always feel like there's such a wide variety of speakers that speak at these commencements. And then, you know, you go to one and you're like, oh, who's it going to be? Vice President Harris. You couldn't get Stevie Wonder? You know, like, because you see, you got to have, like, commencement speaker envy.
Who spoke at yours?
I don't even remember. Oh, I didn't even go to my undergraduate. It was nobody.
I didn't either.
Yeah. couldn't tell you. University of Illinois, we pulled nothing. That's what I remember. 654 on News Radio 92.3, 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody here says, you guys could really do the world a favor and explain to people what a zipper merge really is. Yeah, I hate them. I do. Because here's the basic problem with the zipper merge. I know what's supposed to happen is everybody drive all the way to that. A zipper merge is just when you have a lane
reduction.
When it
goes from two lanes down to one lane.
Goes to one or three to one or whatever.
That's right, like in front of the Floribama.
Yeah, and the way it's supposed to work, mm-hmm. in theory, according to the traffic engineers, who none of whom have ever met a real person.
or drove a car on a real road.
Right, right. I mean, I know. Okay, everybody is supposed to just drive in your lane to the front and then go every other. That's how it's supposed to work. Let me tell you how it actually works. People who have learned that, well, we're supposed to obey the rules and we're supposed to follow the instructions. And the sign back there said, merge ahead. Well, we don't want to be the jerks who wait to the last minute to zip in. And so we get over in anticipation of the merge. And then there are those, you know, ruthless fiends who come speeding down the now empty
and now
vacated.
They want to get in front of me.
Right. And now they want to get in front of me and we don't want to let them in. And so that's where you get the problem. Well, that's. So the argument is if everybody would just be super selfish, it would work out. Now, that's the argument. I don't know. I just hate them. Hate them all together. See, I think what I do is I blame the traffic managers. What they should do is they should put the merge far enough back that you don't have the backup. As in you put the merge far enough back that you don't have to have a zipper. I'm just saying that would be the answer. But I know, you know, again, have you ever met people? Apparently not. 656, Candy's got traffic for you.
Yeah. Now, the reason this is brought to you by Fresh from Florida is it's very slow. Starting over Blackwater River Bridge, eastbound is backed up halfway to Avalon, actually. One lane is closed due to road work. I-10 East is a parking lot starting at mile marker 26. And again, the left lane closure causing congestion. And they are picking cones, as I understand, from resurfacing. So that's what that is. Local farmer letting you know that Florida watermelon is in season right now. You can learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture. If you have traffic tips, text them in. And thank you so much for doing so this morning and every morning, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
By the way, not to dwell, but to follow up on this zipper merge thing.
Yeah, please go on.
Yeah, can I tell you what I do? Okay, I'll just tell you what I do. I play trucker. Because what truckers will do is they know how this is supposed to work and they'll go side by side. They stay paced with each other. Mm-hmm. They force you to do what you're supposed to do. So that's what I do, if you can, which is, you know, I find a truck that's in the left lane already into the merging and I'll drive in the right lane on his bumper. And we just create the zipper behind us. It's an imperfect system, but it's better than sitting there fuming at the people who zip past and zip past and zip past, which will drive you crazy. All right, 6:58 on News Radio 92.3, Future News.
Future News.
That's when Candy and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. Proposed changes on Summit Boulevard to reduce that to two lanes or three lanes, to put in bike lanes or parking on the side of the street to, you know, kind of deal with the problem of people drive too fast through there. Do you think any actual changes will take place to Summit?
Oh, I hope so. I mean, there's this turnoff. I used to pick up Moose's little son at
that
school, and I think they need something there because there's a school right there.
Let me tell you my both sides of this view. Okay, one is I do think there will be some kind of a reduction, you know, in order to create parking probably and bike lanes. Yeah. But frankly, even though people do speed through there at 50 is the average speed on a 35, we don't have collisions. So is it unsafe or isn't it unsafe? I mean, that's a fair question. Parking garage at the beach. Commissioner Bender talked about the town hall this week.
We've been talking about that a lot.
Its prices have gone down on building a parking structure. Maybe that will save Community Maritime Park, by the way. Will we get a parking garage at the beach in the next, 5 years?
Yes.
I would think yes.
Yeah. It's weird to just trying to picture it.
Be in the casino parking lot, probably on the east side of the lot, towards all the businesses over there. That'd be my guess. Not to try to interfere with the visual.
Well, it's heck finding parsing.
Longleaf Drive, the bridge starting next Wednesday, is going to be demolished and completely replaced. It's going to take 3 months. You will not be able to go from east to west. Is this going to be a traffic snafu for those people?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry for you if you live anywhere in that area or use that connector, because there is no other east-west connector other than I-10 or Michigan.
Your home for Dave Ramsey. Weekdays 1 to 4 is News Radio 92.3.